The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM. It's my first time broadcasting on NRG Radio, so you better believe it's going to be a crazy show. John T from Big Brother is on the show tonight, so without further ado, without any more monkeying, yes, monkeying around, let's get on with the show!
Warning, warning, this show is complete bollocks and is not fit for human consumption. If you or anyone you know are suffering severe mental episodes due to the content of this show, call the Rodders FM Psychiatric Helpline on 0844-8844-831.
Hello.
Or you can Skype us using the Skype name Rodders FM with no spaces. And remember, if you call in, mute your radio.
You have been warned.
Your week's been enough. You've taken crap from everyone you know. But Friday come like morning sun. It's Rodders. Brand new show.
It's got Z-list guests, crazy competitions, Mystic Mug, and Beelzebub.
This song is diabolical.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Hello, UK listeners. This is Mike from the Red Bar Radio Show. You're listening to my friend Rodders on Rodders FM over in the UK. Remember, when you're listening to the show, that you could be listening to any show that you want to. So why don't you come on over to Red Bar Radio and listen to that and put Rodders on the back burner. Thank you.
What's up? For the first time ever on nrgradio.co.uk, you are listening to the one, the only, Rodders FM. For the next 2 hours, we have got a load of crazy features. Let me give you the rundown of the show tonight in Hoosen. Coming up next, we have You Make Me Sick, the part of the show where I, yes me, the Rodders, formerly known as Rod, will go on a rant about what's really making me sick. I'd like to give a special mention to Janston, who, if you've ever seen the film Wally, he was a gap student at my current school, and if you've ever seen the film Wally, he sounds just like that. Let me just do an impression. Johnston! Yes, that's an insular reference. Nobody who isn't Johnston will get that joke. But it's a huge show tonight, and I'm very, very excited. We also have Bobby's Amazing Fact, the part of the show where one of my craziest employees at this station comes on the phone to tell us a crazy fact. You can call me on 0844-8844-831, or you can Skype me. But firstly, I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you about our phone-in topics tonight. It's a new thing we're trying. If you listen to my show normally, I don't normally set topics to phone in about, but we're going to try it and see how it goes. First one is David Cameron, the Met in England. We've got a conservative patty, as William Hague would say. We've got a conservative patty, and he is the leader of that. So, and he had his bike nicked when he went to a supermarket. And we want to know, come up with your most imaginative and ridiculous answers. Who stole Cameron's bike, and have you seen it? And yeah, that's a great thing to talk about. And also, the next conversation topic will be talked about in this greatest and most offensive feature.
Now's the part of the show where Rodders will go on a rant about what really makes him sick. You make me f***ing
sick to my stomach. That's right, I'm feeling particularly angry tonight. In fact, this is the most angry I've been within this last half an hour. I mean, that's just how furious I am. People in the chat room, guess what is making me sick? And if you're not in the chat room, you're missing a whole lot of fun. It's TV adverts. They are so annoying. They're just about the most appallingly annoying thing ever, especially when you're trying to watch a film. Thank goodness for you know, I don't know if I'm, I haven't read the Ofcom rules, so I don't know if I'm allowed to mention products, but thank goodness for things like BT Television and Sky Plus, which means you can fast forward to the adverts. Oh no, I'm really paranoid now, I'm going to get sued. Other televisions are available. Yeah, that's covered my backside. It's really weird, I come under the cosh of Ofcom tonight, and things that is making me sick tonight is that it's really, really irritating that they're actually going to make television ads longer. Ofcom has lifted regulations saying that they have to be a maximum of 7 minutes long, because most adverts are really, really short. But now we're going to have 12-minute adverts. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Let me, let's have a read of this article. Taken from the female, or say the male online, television viewers may have to sit through individual adverts lasting up to 12 minutes. Media regulators yesterday dumped rules preventing long commercials. It claims that the current limit of 7 minutes during off-peak times is unnecessary, as few adverts run this long. It's ridiculous. This means that during the day or late night, channels could devote their entire hourly advertising allowance to 12 minutes to a single ad. That's ridiculous. That means that only huge companies will be able to buy advertising space, and I'm going to have to sit through 12 minutes of advertising. And it makes me sick. And we're taking a Skype call. Hello, caller. You're on the show. Don't swear, please. I'm under Ofcom here.
Runners would answer that.
What?
Do such a thing.
Yes. Who are you anyway?
Les.
Yeah, right, we've got Les on the line, people.
Right, you mentioned David Cameron having his bike stolen.
Does this have anything to do with, what's it called, me ranting about TV adverts?
Well, not really, no, I just thought I'd phone in and mention David Cameron.
Can I stick you on hold for 1 minute while I finish my rant, then you'll be back on the show? Goodness great, what callers these days. I knew it was a bad idea inviting people to call in. No, I'm kidding, I love having callers. But anyway, I really think this is a terrible idea. I want to know your thoughts on these ridiculously long adverts, because adverts are bad enough as it is, and in the cinema, I think they are just absolutely appalling. They, like, cinema, I have to sit through, like, 30 minutes of adverts. I mean, I really don't think it's right that we should have to be subjected to this humiliating treatment.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate life for me.
Hoist the jolly todger, Brothers FM, the most swashbuckling, barnacle-bashing, pirate radio station ever to sail the seven seas. Yar, fire the cannon! Yar! There go me britches.
There's you back on the show.
Yeah, I'm just saying about this, the issue you mentioned about David Cameron and Spike.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, the guy does it as a pure stunt, by the way. He's supposed to be, like, showing all this this ozone-friendly crap that he's shown, and he is totally going against the grain with what he's doing. His Jaguar, being his car, actually follows him to work on the morning with his briefcase in, believe it or not.
What? Driven by a chauffeur?
That's correct.
How do you know this?
You might think it's totally up in the air and a stupid thing to say, but it was actually announced today on national news, on the BBC News. So, you know what I mean? And they actually showed you his Jag behind him on video footage. So, how stupid is that?
That is completely and utterly appalling. So, it's all a huge stunt that he did. So, really, he's not going to be that upset if his bike gets nicked.
No, not at all. That's the point I was trying to make. They're making a big thing about his bike getting stolen and all, woe is he and all that rubbish, man. He's got a Jag to drive to work, and if it can drive his briefcase, it can take him, can't it? Do you know what I mean?
That's true. I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, he really ought to get a grip. Although, and also, what do you think of these 12-minute ad regulations?
12-minute ad... Well, to be honest, I don't see the difference. To be honest, if somebody pays money to have an advert put on like a private radio station or television, technically, they should be getting what they pay for, isn't it? So the 12-minute thing, you know what I mean?
But how annoying is it? Do you really want to sit there like a mug through 12 minutes of buy the new Cleany McCleany cleaning soap? Cheers for the call, Les.
No worries, thank you for accepting the call.
Do you want to plug your little... Before I press the big red button, do you want to plug your... You've got something to plug, haven't you, your little radio show?
You'll occasionally hear me on oneradio.org if you're ever there. 7 o'clock on Friday night, UK time.
All right, thanks for the call. We'll see you later.
See you, mate. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Les there. And we got a text in from Steve, who actually... he sent me a text and he says, I stole David Cameron's bike because I cannot... Oh, this doesn't even make sense, his text. His bike, because I cannot before the fuel prices. Oh, what? And the congestion charges. Basically, what I think he's trying to say there, he's written it in garbled English, but I always write worse rubbish on text messaging. So he's saying that he stole it to get around congestion charges. Oh, dear. I think we're going to go for some... music now, and let's go for a band called Civilian. Here is a song called If the Sun Could Speak. Oh, what an awesome song there. Civilian, If the Sun Could Speak.
Thank God it's Friday.
Tuesday.
It's the day after
Wednesday.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after
Oh, yes, thank God it's Friday. Oh, shut up. Look, we've had enough of that jingle. Check out the guy who made that jingle at myspace.com/JackNDavies. Now, I've got a couple of announcements about the show. Our next guest is going to be... Ian Lee from Virgin Radio. Now, let's see what Ian had to say about the show.
Hello, this is Ian Lee. I have been forced to say the words that I'm about to say to you. Please don't believe them. There is a gun at my head. You are listening to Rodders FM. It is good. Can I go now, please?
And listen to Ian Lee's show on Virgin Radio at 10 o'clock, because I will be phoning in to promote this interview. He's a crazy guy. Now, I've got some really, really stupid news. Now, this is all about hoax calls. Now, in case Ofcom are listening, I don't find hoax calls funny, but genuinely, I think this is a... somebody in Wales, of all places, typical. I'm half Welsh, so I'm allowed to diss the Welsh. It's ridiculous. Somebody phoned up 999 about an unexplained object in the sky. The operator then said, actually contacted the police, and they found out this mysterious object was in fact the moon. I mean, who? This is absolutely ridiculous. Let's just go into more detail about this.
Hello. It's,
look, hello, someone on the show. Oh, John Johnston, you're on the show. Hang on a minute, let me pause the background music. We've got a caller. Johnston, you're on Thank Rod It's Friday. You're interrupting silly news, but I don't care. Let me introduce to the whole listening people on listening on NRG Radio XM substation satellite and on rodders.com. This guy is called Johnston. He was a gap student at my school, and he sounds like Wally. Wally Johnston. So how's it going then?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
And where are you phoning from? Yeah, but where are you at the moment?
I'm in Canada.
Oh, we have a listener phoning all the way from Canada. How exciting is that? Is it true that in Canada the water is so polluted you're forced to drink maple syrup?
That's very true.
Oh,
it's an unfortunate truth.
That's hilarious. I really think Johnson should have his own feature called Canadian Calamities.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
As I was saying, police say UFO was just a moon is the headline. Police were called out on a 999 call about an unexplained object in the night sky. This mystery was solved and they found out it was a moon. But the emergency call meant officers were sent to a house in the Valleys area of South Wales. They were told a bright stationary object was spotted above the unnamed caller's house. It's ridiculous. I mean, I think this is awful. And the weird thing is that I admit I've accidentally phoned the police before, and there is a law saying they actually have to respond to anything. So if you phone up and go and sound obviously like you're joking, I'm not condoning phoning the fire brigade because it's stupid. It puts people's lives in danger. Just don't do it. Even if it's obviously a hoax call and you phone up and go, my name's Tillington and my house is on fire and there's snakes running around it. The police, by law, have to respond or they get in huge trouble. That's a ridiculous law, I think. Caller, I'm going to have to take your call a bit later on, I'm afraid. This is ridiculous because they thought the moon was the UFO. And I've actually managed to track down a recording of the phone call to 999. So let's have a quick listen. This is some Welsh bloke phoning 999 because he spotted the moon. This is classic comedy stuff.
What's your emergency?
No, it's not really. I just need to tell you or inform you that across the mountain there was a very bright stationary object.
Right.
If you would look at this, perhaps you could find out what it is.
There's a stationary object. There's a stationary object above the mountains. Perhaps you could tell us what it is. That's ridiculous. And the
it's been there for at least half an hour and it's still there.
It's been there for half an hour, right? Is it actually on the mountain or in the sky?
I love this. It sounds like a Welsh sitcom.
It's in the air.
I'll get somebody up there now to check on it.
No, she didn't say thank you to him.
Okay, well,
now she's actually calling police officers who are on the beat at that time, and we're going to hear their response.
Zulu 20, Officer Zulu 20, over.
Officer Zulu 20, over.
This object in the sky, did anyone have a look at it? Over.
Officer Zulu 20, yeah, it was a moon. Over.
Thank you, Officer Zulu 20.
I can't believe that. She goes, we found out what it is. It is the moon. That's absolutely ridiculous. I think that's crazy. I mean, then the next day, everybody goes, help, help, police, There seems to be a large fiery orb in the sky. Oh. And the police were like, oh, look, it's the sun. Just get a life or read an atlas or something. What an absolute idiot.
Oh, what that sound indicates, landing in his Bobbymobile from the planet Bobby. It's Bobby with yet another of one of his...
amazing facts! Have you ever wondered how many millimeters are in a millipede? Or how many mobile phones it would take to fry your buns? Or how many pancakes were involved in the 1996 event to break the world pancake record? Well, no, you probably haven't. This is the place where you find all the amazingest facts! With Bobby!
Now, welcome to the show again, Bobby. It's time, it's that time again. For those of you who don't know, this is Bobby's Amazing Fact, the part of the show where Bobby on the line here talks about an amazing fact. Are you there, Bobby?
I'm here, Rodri. You alright?
Where are you calling from? Because you've called me from a series of bizarre locations. The worst location you've rung me from was your bath.
I'm there again.
What?
I'm in my bathroom again.
That's ridiculous. We ought to have a jingle that goes, it's Bobby's bath time.
Yeah, I'm not in here every week, though.
Good, so you don't just live in a small bathroom?
No, just a normally having a bath on Fridays. No,
A weekly bath. Well, I had one before the show, thank goodness. But what do you make to that hoax? Before we get into your fact, what do you make to that stupid 999 call?
The Welsh guy. I think it's amazing that they could... I think it's ridiculous, to be perfectly frank. I think it's so ridiculous, it has to be real. It's not a hoax. I think it's actually a real thing.
Because I thought the bloke would... When I lined up the clip to play, I swore he was going to be drunk, but he didn't sound drunk at all. But
no, he sounded completely sober.
Under the law, the police have to respond to any sort of call.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll do that.
It's ridiculous.
Anything.
Yeah, any call the police have to respond to. I feel a bit sorry for them. And Russell Brand got in trouble lately for hoax calling the police. But anyway, what is this week's fantastically... amazing fact.
Oh, my fantastically amazing fact this week is that scorpions are the only animals, to my knowledge, that can see 360-degree vision. Now, these amazing I can't remember their category of species, I'm afraid, but these amazing creatures can glow in the dark when you shine a UV light on them in the desert, which is pretty cool. That's due to be for mating purposes, but apart from that, they are fairly normal. Oh, apart from their mating habits, by which they, the male will drop a capsule containing his sperm and have to coordinate the female in a bizarre way over that.
What? So he basically chucks this his mate into a capsule of.
Basically, it's like a spike on the ground which he has to impel her effectively on.
Oh my, the poor guys, they miss out on all the fun. That's an awful way of doing it.
Well, you know, he's very lucky in that he's not like a praying mantis spouse in that he gets eaten.
So, Bobby, I really want to... What on earth is your fixation with scorpions and weird creatures?
Well, I once had an uncle who had a tarantula...
Fascinating! That was Bobby there with yet another one of his amazing facts. I mean, that was just fact. Hello, you're on the show. How are you doing, my friend?
My friend. No problem. Suppose.
What do you want to talk about on the show? Pardon?
What are you saying, Gustin?
Well, I can't hear what you're saying. You're just sort of going, yeah!
Yeah.
So, where are you calling from, caller? He's calling from here. Right.
You're schoolly.
He sounds like he's Italian to me. Rodders FM. That's right, you're listening to Rodders FM. Let's pick up the phones.
Hello.
Hello, Nikos, you're on the show.
Hey, Rodders.
What's up, mate?
Well, I was...
Where are you calling from? Caller. Caller, wait. Caller, don't talk over me. Caller, I don't know who you are. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Stoke-on-Trent.
You're the lad from Stoke-on-Trent, Stoke-on-Trent. How do you think this... What about Bobby's amazing fact? I think we should just have a round of applause for Bobby's amazing fact, because it is just the best damn feature on this ridiculous station.
Woo!
Woo, 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 woo! Now, I'll leave it to Bobby to work out whether I'm being sarcastic or not. So, what did you call in about?
I was going to call in about Wally, but I don't know whether you saw in the chat room my song that I've written about Bobby. Do you remember the show when you were a child called Spider in the Bath?
Oh, that is brilliant. A spider in the bath.
In the bath.
There's a spider in the bath.
So we changed the lyrics to Bob's in the bath.
Hang on a minute. Let me find that on... what did you think of Wally? You phoned in about Wally. Let me talk to us about that. Well, what did you think that film was like?
It was absolutely awful. I'm sorry, but the storyline of humans getting too fat, and it was just, you know, when he stands up for the first time and you get that, it was so corny. I mean, for me, it ruined the film. And then they started to talk towards the end. I mean, the robots started to talk, and it just really, really ruined it.
They didn't start to talk at the end, did they?
They were all like, Wally, Eva, all the time, whereas...
It got a bit like Pokemon, to be honest, didn't it?
It was like, yeah, it was like that.
You could tell, though, that the whole film had just been designed to sell toys. There's a message from Paulo, who is a listener in New York. He says, you're right, Nikos, it was rubbish. I enjoyed it, I thought it just went on for too long, and it was only, like I said, it was only made to sell merchandise.
I mean, I watched Dark Knight last night. I went to the premiere to go see that.
Oh, you lucky! How do you get to a premiere? You absolute. Ugh.
Went to the premiere. That is a good film. Everyone should go see that. Keith Ledger. I was sitting right at the front next to some two little kids who'd come with their parents.
Were you sitting next to Keith Ledger? Wouldn't he be a bit smelly by now?
Yeah, he would be. There's a couple of flies flying about and the odd eyeball missing, but you know, please.
Well, I got... Apparently, the role of the Joker sent him mad. But you've made up a song about Bobby, right? And to the tune of Spider in the Bath, which is an old 80s cartoon, 90s cartoon. And do you want me to play the theme tune to Spider in the Bath to you? Then you can sing over it. Right, let's have a go at this.
Okay.
I mean, I just think it's an absolutely brilliant thing. This must make diabolical radio, but I don't care.
New spider in the bath, spider in the bath, with a giraffe, it's a spider in the bath, and it looks like a giraffe, and he's sitting on the half.
Alright, we got the picture. Nikos, are you ready to do karaoke to it?
I'm ready to do karaoke.
Let me just set up the volume settings appropriately for this. Gonna put you above the music. Alright, as soon as you hear the music, go for it.
What, with Bobby's in the bath?
Yep.
Okay.
Is it going to play any minute now?
Bob's in the bath. Bob's in the bath.
Bob's in the bath.
He's come to get you, but you know he's having a laugh. Bob's in the bath. Bob's in the bath. He's come to get you, but you know he's having a laugh.
Oh my god, that was dreadful. We're going to make it into... That's going to be... we're going to play it to Bobby live on the air next week. Cheers for calling. You were awful. Bye, Nikos.
Bye, mate.
Hi, Ted Small here. Just telling you that if you were to stick your head in a bucket of pure distilled Rodders FM, it would probably sound a little bit like this. Warning, Rodders FM can severely damage your health and is now available as a podcast on iTunes. Just search Rodcast in the iTunes store. Always read the label.
Oh, it's been a completely ridiculous show. Thank you to Paulo, to everyone who's rung in successfully tonight. It's been a cracking show. Shout out to DJ Andrew and everyone who's listened on NRG Radio. So this is me, Rodders. I'm staying in the chat room for a bit. Just wishing you good night. Tune in next week for Thank Rod It's Friday.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Hoist the jolly todger, Rodders FM, the most swashbuckling, barnacle bashing, pirate radio station, ever to sail the seven seas. Jars, fire the cannon!
We export, we deliver, we belch and back.
Yar!
There go me britches.